Yeah, Bob Wirth joining us from Lake Benton in Lincoln County with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. And Bob, good morning. And is it as sticky and humid in D.C. as it is here in Minnesota this week?
Good morning, Joe. Yes, it is miserable out here. That's one thing I've always hated about the July meetings out here. It is very uncomfortable. And I hear you're having the same weather in Minnesota. But I don't know. It seems like it's more humid out here for some reason.
Well, Bob, talk about this week. You guys have been rather busy meeting with legislative leaders, and there's a common theme, but no lack of items to talk about there, Bob.
Well, that's true. I mean, we met Monday afternoon, our first session of meetings with the American Soybean Association, and we started talking about, you know, one of the big topics is trade. And then we talked about more trade, and then we talked about trade again. Farm bill was also brought up, so we got some backgrounders and, you know, the information that we needed to go to the Hill on yesterday. So it was a good, different set of meetings yesterday.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the reaction? Is there an understanding, Bob, of the soybean growers' concerns, or what's the reaction like you're getting in D.C.?
You know, one thing we really stressed is the farm economy has been on a decline for 4.5 years. And with the trade, the tariff talks that are affecting trade is going to make the farm economy even tougher. And I think a lot of representatives, and our senators understood it, but our representatives didn't understand that how dire need the farm economy is in rural America. I mean, 2012, we had record prices, you know, super prices, and now we've just deteriorated them downhill since, and to the point where, you know, the bankers are getting a little really nervous. They've been nervous for the last few years, and now they're really getting nervous, and this on top of it is going to be a real challenge.
Is there a certain percentage of farmers or the ag sector, are you hearing, Bob, that says, you know, this is the right thing to do? We need to kind of nip it in the bud here with our other countries we work with. Is there any understanding or support, or would you call it mixed, or would you say for the most part saying we need to move beyond this current scenario?
No, I think we're more mixed. I think a lot of people understand why we're doing what we're doing, but, you know, automatically when we talk tariffs, or I remember the 79 embargo, it affects ag instantly. And there's a lot of other people that affect, but, you know, I'm in ag, so we get affected instantly. When they talk the talk of tariffs, you know, look what Biden has done in the last, you know, few months. Since just talking about tariffs, they weren't even, in, you know, implemented. So, you know, it is... It's mixed feelings out here. People understand it, but they're frustrated.
Mm-hmm. And over the years, too, many commodity groups, especially the soybean industry, has worked to really strengthen relationships with countries out east. So hopefully it can hold up and withstand some of this pressure here, Bob.
That's right, because people probably realize, but China used to be exporters of soybeans. And they used to be one of our competitions in soybeans. And with the work of the American Soybean Association, the United Soybean Board, USEC, all those people, we went into China and worked with them and spent lots of dollars, a lot of checkoff dollars, working on trying to get them to use more soybeans for themselves going through livestock. And it's amazing how much meat they do eat now, protein. You know, it used to be that when I was in, made three trips to China over my career in soybeans. And the first one we went, they probably get protein once a week. Now, the last time I was there a few years ago, they get protein twice a day. So they're using a ton of soybeans and corn to feed their livestock. And you know, I don't know how they're going to get a big enough supply without coming to the United States to get beans.
And with their population, which also continues to grow, too, like you said, it's going to be a need for that country.
It is. It's going to be a big need. And And we all know South America cannot supply all their needs. If they went there completely, you can buy soybeans in the United States $2 a bushel cheaper than you can in Brazil today. That's U.S. dollars. So, I mean, that's they're making a statement, too. They don't seem to care what it costs, but they're making a statement instead of coming to the United States.
Bob Wirth joining us this morning, farmer from the Lake Benton area, representing the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association in Washington, D.C. this week. Well, Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. I know you got meetings going on as we speak, so we'll stay in touch and have a safe travel back later on today, okay?
Okay, and then we'll talk some other time about the Farm Bill. That was the other topic we talked about. So we'll talk some time about the Farm Bill, what's going on with that.
We'll do that. We'll track you down next week, Bob, okay?
Okay, sounds good.